Can a country's instability contribute to religious persecution? I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The answer to that question, absolutely. But even with instability and an increase in pressures against Christians, there are still opportunities for the gospel. Find your place in these stories and more today on Mission Network News. Nearly a third of Somalia's population needs relief aid to survive, the UN reports. That's primarily due to the never-ending conflict between the makeshift government and armed radicals. Christians aren't immune from Somalia's instability. In fact, it's a contributing factor to their persecution. Open Doors, David Curry.
You don't have a strong, united, central government. And even if they did, some of these extremists would fight it. That's why it's often been a good spot for terrorists to set up their training camps.
Around the world, 11 Christians are killed every day for their faith in Jesus. In Somalia, where 99% of the population is Muslim, Christians are considered a high-value target.
If you're suspected, not even proven, but suspected of being a Christian there, they will behead you. They will kill you. And that's partly because of the high percentage of Islamic extremists there.
Now that you know, please pray.
Those that share the gospel in Somalia are true heroes of the faith. Their life has been transformed by the understanding of who Jesus is and what he said. What we must do is we have to look at situations like that and just be so prayerful for them because their life is on the line every day.
Sat7 is a satellite TV ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. Over the last 2 years, some of its channels have experienced significant viewership increase. One such channel, Sat7 Kids, has grown by 21%. The channel has at least 5.6 million viewers. About 82% watch regularly, but why does this channel continue to grow? Andrea, the channel manager for Sat7 Kids.
We help them find their identity in God first. We talk about his unconditional love and help them to open up, be motivated, and willing to learn and explore. We help them find their value as human beings. We give them a platform to express themselves without any judgment. We just listen. They want somebody to listen to them, to listen to their concerns and to their needs.
However, with Sat7 Kids' growth come expected strategy changes, but not to the important things.
Sat7 Kids' channel increased its audience and impact, and we remain committed and focused in the channel's ecumenical values and promotions of Christian unity through diversity.
Please pray for Sat7 Kids' work, the children who watch it, and for God's love to continue to be made available. In recent years, shipments of World Missionary Press scripture booklets have been stopped from going into Russia, yet WMP is now working to spread the gospel from within the country. WMP's Helen Williams.
World Missionary Press agreed to have the material printed in Russia. So we are printing in Russia. We do that in some limited situations where getting it in by shipment is a little problematic, and there are reasons why perhaps we can't. Although it's more expensive to print, it is our only way to get material available. World Missionary Press has agreed to fund the printing of 250,000 pieces of literature, scripture booklets in Russian.
WMP will be printing three types of booklets to reach people with the word. Then churches and evangelists will collect and distribute the literature. With this opportunity, WMP needs your help to make the project go forward.
That is an area that we would need funding for if people are interested, to pray for those that are doing the printing and that the printing would be accurate, that there wouldn't be any holdup on it, that it would go quickly. We're sending what needs to be printed, then they're going to distribute it into this area of 52 million people.
Find your place in the story and help fund the printing of scripture booklets in Russia at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here, on our social media network, and find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, and TWR360. Look for the links at missionnews.org. You'll also find details on One Way's PrayerCast outreach. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.